Good morning, sir.
Morning, Vince. Any post?
Nothing much.
When you say nothing much, Vince, you are acknowledging the existence of some, albeit not a great quantity, of post.
In a manner.
Thank you for that. Within that post, were there any letters containing checks for me?
No, sir.
I only ask because by chance I've got to go to the bank later, so if there had been a check or two, it would have made sense to have banked them whilst I was there.
Right, but there weren't any.
In that case, let me ask you this, if I may. Were there any letters from solicitors saying they're going to be sending me a check?
No.
But you have received something. You've acknowledged that earlier. Something not entirely unrelated to my outstanding fee.
Well,
might I suggest that you received a letter on my behalf that does mention money?
It mentions money.
Well, Vince, in that case, can I put it to you that your earlier statement that you hadn't received a letter mentioning money was a previous inconsistency?
You've been entered in the Reader's Digest prize draw. I didn't think it was worth mentioning.
Well, it is worth mentioning. Someone's got to win. Put it on my desk, please.
Since you brought up the subject of money, sir, would this be a convenient moment to mention the clerk's fees owing in Chambers?
Will it?
And don't forget, we've got the rent review coming up next month. People are going to have to find the money for that.
Well, then look at me. It's not my fault there's a depletion of fund. I mean, look at the junior members of Chambers. The Labour Party recruit a couple of barristers. They get Tony and Cherie. We try the same thing and we get Hillary and Ruth. A nail biter and a bed wetter and Ruth. Which is why I was right to draft that advert for new members of Chambers. Now, have we had any responses?
None yet, sir.
None? It's been in for a week now. Well, I suppose a lot of people go away in October.
There's a visitor for you, miss.
I think it's your mother.
What? It can't be, not in Chambers. What's she look like?
Quite attractive, a bit like yourself, a few years on.
Oh, well, it couldn't be her. Well, I don't look anything like my mother. She's got sharper features.
Well, in that case, I'm mystified. This other lady's made us all a cup of lemon tea with no sugars in the clerk's room, and she's dusting the law reports.
It's her. I am so sorry, Vince. I just don't know how you can say that she looks like me. I shouldn't really say this, but a lot of what you see is out of a bottle. Can you just ask her to wait? I would want to...
Hello, love.
Mom, what are you doing here?
I'm visiting you, you noodle. Aren't you pleased to see me?
Yes, 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 of course. I just didn't...
I said I was going to do it, didn't I?
Well, yes, but you used to say you'd come and see me at my sports day as well, and you were, you know, often you were busy.
Well, you were never going to win anything at sports day. Honestly, Vince, Ruth's running. We used to call her the baby giraffe.
Yes, I hated it.
Well, you look like one. Anyway, you were always much more of the brain box than the athlete.
I came fourth in the low hurdles in the second year.
Oh, do you know, I've said to Ruth, I must come and visit her in her chambers. I am looking forward to seeing how it all works in practice.
So you've seen Chambers. Why don't I get your cab back to my flat and we'll talk tonight? See what work in practice?
Court.
Mum... Have you got into some sort of trouble? I told you that people don't like you going into the gardens and rearranging things.
No, you noggin. I'm coming to court to see you. Do you know, I was watching Cavender QC last week. I thought it was really exciting.
No, you can't. You can't, can't you, Vince?
Well...
Oh, it was Vince that let me see the diary. Now, it just works out nicely. You've got a case on Wednesday morning, and I've got Starlight Express at 3.
Cases sometimes take ages to get on. I mean, it's a lot of boring sitting around. You could be late for the show.
Now, what do you think's more important to me, seeing my lovely Ruth in her wig and gown, or a lot of silly men on roller skates? Right. Well, I'm off to the hotel. I'll see you at Snaresbrook Crown Court on Wednesday morning. Vince will give me directions, won't you, Vincey?
What time does the mid-morning post arrive, Vince?
Middle of the morning, sir.
All right. I just can't understand why we haven't had any interest from that advert. I'm well thought of in certain quarters, aren't I?
Did you see the football last night, sir?
Goodness sake, I'm liked, aren't I?
It was a nil-all draw, but quite an interesting game tactically.
Ah, there must be the post now.
Morning, John. Morning, Vince.
Oh, it's you. We were expecting the postman.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's a lovely guy, isn't he? He gave me the post. I thought I'd save him the walk. He had sciatica a couple of years ago.
Let me look at bills. Circulars, a bill, another prize draw.
Were you expecting something in particular?
Well, I was waiting to see if there'd been a response to the advert from new members of Chambers.
What?
Oh, I was going to tell you about it. It was a decision of the executive committee.
What executive committee?
Oh, yes, I was going to tell you about that as well. The one that was created 3 weeks ago by an executive decision taken by me as head of chambers, in committee, as it were.
In committee with who?
In committee with whom, Hillary? Well, Vince and myself spoke about it, and I think I mentioned it to Ruth en passant.
And whom is on this committee?
Well, let's see, there's me and Vincent. I suppose we form the main corpus.
You can't just take unilateral decisions.
It wasn't unilateral. There were two of us thinking laterally, Vincent and myself.
Oh, yeah, I see. So I wasn't considered for this committee.
It wasn't like that. You were considered briefly and passed over. So there's nothing to complain about.
Well, I refuse to be bound by a decision of this executive committee, so you may as well disband it.
I can't disband it. It's doing some very good work, especially on recruitment.
Let me have a look at that advert. You can't put this in the Times. It's fiction.
Nonsense. It's based entirely on truth.
Rapidly expanding chambers.
I'm expecting a bit more work.
Highly remunerative practice.
Do you have any idea what a nurse earns?
Sir, this one isn't a circular. It's a response to the advert. Looks quite promising.
Let me see that. Edward Madden, Eton and a first-class law degree at Cambridge.
Didn't you tell me you got a first-class honours in law, sir?
Yes, I got a law degree.
And at Cambridge, too, didn't you tell me?
Yes, I got a law degree.
Well, I don't see why we need any more members of chambers.
Oh, this fellow's profile does look pretty good.
Yes, Hillary. Eton and Cambridge at the bar, that kind of task breeds work, and work breeds money.
We've got plenty of work. Well, what about the Georgiadis credit card fraud? I brought you in on that, and it wasn't easy explaining to the client why you put QC after your name when you weren't one.
I've explained that that was a simple word processing error on my notepaper and business cards. Look, Hillary. I'm grateful for the Georgiadis case, but I just think that a bigger chambers will help all of us. Trust me.
Ruth, there you are. I've got to talk to you. John's going to interview someone, a barrister, to become a new member of Chambers, and he hasn't consulted either of us.
So?
Well, I don't think we need any more members of Chambers.
Hillary, what are you fretting about? If John takes someone on, how long do you think they're going to stick to it when they see him at close quarters? Can I ask you something? Have you ever seen me running?
No.
Well, you must have seen me walking fast.
I might have done.
Well, you must have done. Would you say I looked like any particular animal when I was running or walking fast?
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you had to name an animal that I resembled when I was running or walking fast, what would it be?
I don't think you look like any animal.
But if you had to pick the one that was nearest to me, you know, in the way I move.
I don't know. St. Bernard?
St. Bernard?
Rabbit, then.
Rabbit, I said walking fast, Hillary, not hopping. There is no point in doing this if you're not going to take it seriously.
I don't know why you're asking me these questions.
My mother is coming to court on Wednesday to watch me, okay? Enough explanation?
That's great.
She only came down because she saw an episode of Kavanagh. I've been practicing 12 years and she's never expressed an interest. 5 minutes of John Thor doing GBH to a Manchester accent and she appears in our clerk's room.
Well, she's bound to be impressed. I mean, you're really good in court.
I don't know. I'm just funny about mixing worlds. My work is my world. I built it. It's mine. My family are in another world. Yorkshire. I mean, don't get me wrong. My mum's great. Sometimes she's great. Well, she's just my mum. Well, would you tell a 14-year-old daughter to work on her personality just in case her looks didn't develop?
Ah, Vince, what'd you get?
Jaffa cakes, sir.
Oh, what a spread. We can still really tell it on in these chambers when we want to. Edward, what are you doing here? You're not on the executive committee.
Well, actually, I've been looking through his CV, and I've got a few questions I'd like to ask Mr. Madden.
What are you talking about? What sort of questions?
Well, for a start, he's been out of the country for the last 6 years, and the head of his former chambers is now dead, so we can't ask him for a reference.
What is this job doing to you, Hillary?
What do you mean?
You've become a monster.
No, it's just that.
This man comes to us in good faith, and you want to prejudge him.
Well, there might be perfectly reasonable explanations, of course.
He's a barrister. We're all members of the bar, Hillary. That makes us part of a brotherhood with some women in it. If people start questioning lawyers, you're one step away from total anarchy.
Well, I just want him to comment on a few things. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mr. Edward Madden, sir.
Edward, how very good of you to come. Do have a seat.
And you are?
John Fullercarp, head of chambers.
Oh, in that case, I'm most delighted to meet you.
How very kind of you to say so. May I introduce my two colleagues, Hilary Tripping, and our senior clerk, Vincent Griffin, you've already met.
How do you do?
Hilary's fine, thank you. Do please have a seat. Good. Perhaps, Edward, we could start with a few general questions. When could you start?
Right away, I suppose. I need a day or so to arrange my computer and stuff to be moved in.
You've got a computer.
Interesting.
Could I ask you about the last 6 years? You say you've been in America. Aren't you a bit out of touch with practice here?
Well, I suppose you could say that, but...
In a sense, I'd have thought that being in America would have given you an in-depth knowledge of a comparative legal system and a valuable insight into English law.
Well, I was going to say that being away has taught me that all I really ever wanted to do was to practice here in London. See, I now really feel it's my destiny.
Ah, la forza del destino. The force of one's destination. That's wonderful. I mean, it's exactly what we're looking for.
Sorry to butt in, but there is this problem about references.
I wouldn't call it a problem,
Harry. No, I can understand absolutely. The barrister who knew me best when I was practicing here was Lord Greave of Horsley, QC. Did you know him?
Lord Greave, not to speak to, no, but in a general way, very much so.
My parents were divorced when I was very young, and Lord Greave was like a father to me. I can't think I'll ever find anyone to replace him.
That's a very moving story, son. I must say, Edward, your qualifications are most impressive. Edward, I think I've seen enough for us to make an objective decision as a group. Thank you so much for coming.
Well, I'm very grateful to you all for seeing me. Goodbye.
Well, pretty impressive, I'd say.
I don't know. I thought he was a bit aloof.
Aloof? That's breeding. No one stares into the middle distance like the English aristocracy. Wonderful the way they make you feel so insignificant.
Sorry, John, but there was something I didn't like about him.
I'm getting genuinely worried about you, Hilary. I don't know if you're aware of this, but you're aggressive and unpleasant. I sense a lot of anger coming from you in there.
Well, I was just trying to see what makes him tick, and to protect the interests of Chambers. I vote that we don't take him.
John?
Ah, Edward. How are you settling in?
Very well, thank you, John. Just waiting for my new chair.
Oh, yes, I spoke to Vince about that earlier. He's spoken to his regular supplier this morning. The supplier's speaking to a contact at the manufacturer's this afternoon, and Vince is taking delivery at the rear of the pub later tonight.
Good.
Everything else okay?
Oh, yes. Oh, well, there was one thing, but... I probably shouldn't mention it.
No, do, please.
No, it's silly. It's a trifle. I mean, forget I said anything.
No, please, Edward. In these chambers, we pride ourselves on our capacity for sharing concerns.
Oh, that's very kind, John. It's just that some of my funds are still tied up in America. I had quite a lot in the Eurobond market. Do you invest in it?
Not in Eurobonds as such, no.
Yes, anyway, to cut a long trawl through Wall Street short, my liquidity is... temporarily, a touch light. And with the first month's chambers rent due...
Yes.
I wouldn't normally dream of asking. It's only 1,500.
You want me to lend you the money?
Is that too awful?
You want me to lend you the money?
Yes. I can probably ring through to the brokers and get them to call in a position on the long bond, but it does take a while.
No, of course.
It's not going to put you out, is it? I mean, if it is, forget it. I mean, goodness knows, you've been kind enough already.
No. It's no problem. I always let my brokers wait till the optimum moment to sell 10 minutes either way, and it's six figures down the tube.
Yes, I'm so grateful, John. Could you make the cheque payable to E. Madden?
Yes. $1,500. Was that dollars or pounds, did you say?
Hello, love. What's the matter?
There's nothing the matter. It's just that, well, barristers don't normally come to court with their mothers, so the thing is that you mustn't talk to me once the client arrives.
No, you can rely on me, love. I just won't say a thing. How are you feeling?
Fine. Yes, not nervous. Well, sometimes you get a bit tense before court. Well, not tense, but the adrenaline starts pumping. We'd be dead if it didn't.
Oh, yes. Well, you know how to do your job.
Oh, there he is. Look, it's, well, it's nice that you came. It's nice that I can show you what I do, you know, my world. It's good.
Yes, well, don't be silly. I wouldn't have missed this for anything.
I'll see you later.
Oh, okay, love. Oh, have you brushed your hair?
What?
Have you brushed your hair?
Does it look like I haven't brushed it?
No, not really.
What do you mean, not really? Does it look messy?
No, not messy. Untidy.
I brushed it 5 minutes ago.
Did you?
Yes, 5 minutes ago in the robing room.
Oh, well, obviously I was mistaken. I'm sorry, love.
I'm going to be wearing a wig, for God's sake. And anyway, I think I look smart.
Oh, well, that's all that matters, isn't it?
Why are you doing this?
Doing what?
This thing that you always do.
What, wanting you to look presentable?
Undermining me. Now, just be quiet and stop it.
Well, there's no need to attack me. I hope you don't behave like that with witnesses.
I am going to speak to the client. Just don't talk to me.
All right, all right.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
Well, at least tidy up the fringe a bit. Let the court see your face.
Ah, Vince, how's it going?
How's what going?
You know, things. Husband's a madden settling in. Has he done much work?
Well, early days yet, sir.
Oh, yes, yes, definitely.
Actually, the only case he's done is a sale of goods advice. I was just going to talk to him about the billing.
Were you? Yes, I was going to swing by his room myself, actually. I'll come with you.
Is this a convenient moment, sir?
Yes, Vincent, of course. Come in.
Hello.
Hello, John.
I just wanted to have a word about this timesheet. I couldn't help noticing, sir, that you put down 2 hours for that 10-page advice.
That's right.
Could I ask how long it actually took you?
2 hours.
Oh, right. I thought there'd been a mistake.
Yes, no problem, Edward. Vince will calculate the appropriate number of chargeable hours.
Yes, no problem, sir. I'll put down 6.5 hours.
But 2 hours is the proper amount.
Of real time, yes, but chargeable time is different. I'm only 53 years old in real time, but if you add up my chargeable hours, I'm currently 182.
But I only did 2 hours' work.
You've lost me.
Let me explain. You could you not, have done 2 hours and 2 minutes?
I suppose so.
You see, we charge in units of an hour, so if you go over the hour, that's another unit, so that's 3 hours.
And you were probably interrupted a couple of times, phone perhaps?
I might have been.
Well, there you are, that's the shortfall. You start a new unit each time you're interrupted. Build in a notional 3 interruptions, and that's 6.
And if it's an even number, we always round up to the nearest half hour for VAT, so 6.5.
VAT?
Vince's additional time. That's the time it takes me to add up the time.
Vince, you don't think I'm lacking in confidence, do you?
Not at all, sir. Don't I say to you, every year, it's just a question of winning a few cases or even one case. I say that to you every year without fail. Every year, you just need to win a few cases or one case.
Yes, yeah, you do. Is it only me? Have you noticed anything strange about Edward Madden?
Now you come to mention it, I did have a call this morning from a solicitor who briefed him. Apparently, he told some client who was happily paying privately that they were entitled to legal aid. Half his fees.
But that's written in the code of conduct.
I know, but he acted on it. That's taking it too far. You're set for this afternoon's conference in the Georgiades credit card fraud.
Oh, yes. Big case like that, and the barrister's really established himself. I'm glad I brought John in on that one. See you later. I've got a bit more preparation to get through before the conference. I want to make sure everything's covered. I mean, it is covered, but I want to be very well covered, so I'll go and cover it again.
Vince, is Mr. Madden still in his room?
Yes, he is, sir, and he asked me to give you the invoice for his new chair. Said he'd talk to you about his temporary cash flow situation.
Yes, but he didn't mention the chair. How much is it?
$850.
Oh, well, it's under a tenner. I don't mind so much.
$850, sir.
£850 for a chair?
Well, it is calf's leather. It's got hydraulics and that.
Look, not... Madden had any fees in yet?
Well, not yet, sir, but as you say, it's early days.
Well, can't you get him in on some big trial?
Well, the only big trial coming up in Chambers is the Georgiades fraud, but that's already assigned to you and Mr. Tripping.
Yes. Where did Mr. Tripping say he was going?
John!
I really think I've got this case covered.
Excellent. And indeed, nothing less than I'd expect from you, Harry.
Really?
Yes. You're becoming, if I may say so, an increasingly influential and respected member of these chambers. It's very good to see.
Well, I just try and get on with the work, really. The cases. The George Yardis fraud.
Yes, Harry. Actually, I was meaning to speak to you about that. And what I'm going to say might strike you at first blush as unusual, but I believe that you'll have the chance to do something truly wonderful with this case.
Well, I have done quite a bit of work on it, thank you.
If you do the right thing, I think you could really make a name for yourself on this one.
Do you really think so?
I know so. Trust me, you drop out of it now, and you'll be doing something that people will talk about for many years, myself among them.
Drop out of it?
I'm so glad you're taking that attitude.
Why should I drop out of it?
Because it is the right and ethical thing to do.
Oh, right. I see. You want Madden to be your junior on the case, don't you?
No, Henry. That is exactly what I do not want. It is, however, what I believe objectively to be right.
But I was really looking forward to working with you on it. John, I want to do this case. But if I'm not wanted, then I don't want to do it. I wanted to do it whilst you wanted me to. But I don't want to now.
God, I'm good.
And so, Your Honour, it is my submission that in all the circumstances a custodial sentence...
I'm sorry, what was that?
Your Honour, I was saying that in the light of all the mitigating circumstances, a custodial...
Sorry, I was distracted. Could the lady behind you gesturing with the hairbrush please sit down?
I've got a hair grip. Just take it. You don't have to use it.
You can't talk in here.
I wasn't talking. I was motioning. Maybe put it on before he sentences.
Yes, Miss Quirk?
Yes, Your Honour. I was just submitting that, in the light of all the mitigating circumstances, a custodial sentence is not proportionate.
Miss Quirk, these are serious offences. I'm afraid I'm wholly against you.
She was only trying her best.
Mum!
Is this lady?
I'm not a lady, so let's not have all that. I'm Ruth's mum, and I thought she said a bit very well.
Mrs. Quirk, I'm afraid that you cannot interrupt these proceedings. You have no locus standi.
Well, that's as maybe, but I'm still her mother.
Mother, you're destroying my case.
Nonsense, he was just put off by that fringe. And the fact that you were being so serious.
I am trying to keep a man out of jail.
Well, yes, and don't we all know it? At least try to smile.
Miss Quirk, this is coming close to being a contempt.
See? Now you've upset him.
Good morning, gentlemen. May I introduce the new junior on the case, Edward Madden, Edward Cyril Hines, our esteemed instructing solicitor, and Yannis Georgiadis, the former head of the Monkfish Credit Card Company, and also, if I may say so, most cruelly and unjustly charged as a defendant for the current case.
Good morning.
Very kind of you to say so, Mr. Fuller-Cuff.
Edward is a scholar at Eton and gained a first-class honours degree in law from Cambridge, so he'll be an invaluable addition to our team. Ha, ha, ha.
Didn't you tell me you got a first-class honours degree in law from Cambridge, Mr. Fuller-Cuff?
Yes, I got a law degree. Shall we get on? Now, in my view, the charges are quite monstrous. There's scarcely a thread, a scintilla, or even a fraction of a scintilla of evidence to link you with these crimes.
Could I say something at this point?
Absolutely, Edward. I told you he never stops thinking.
I read every document in the files last night.
Yes, indeed, I have done several times.
And I'm afraid, Mr. Georgiadis, that you're clearly guilty on all the charges.
What? Edward, surely you mean clearly not guilty?
No. The police have recorded telephone conversations, confiscated private correspondence in your hand, and will produce 12 witnesses who say that you knew that what you were doing was dishonest.
Yes, but when you add all that up, what does it actually mean?
If you plead not guilty, you'll be found guilty and you'll get a far higher sentence. Plead guilty, it'll be quick, cheap, and you'll have the satisfaction of having salved your conscience and repaid society.
So you think I should plead guilty?
Yes.
No.
You think I should plead not guilty?
No.
Yes. What Mr. Madden means is yes and no, but far more yes than no. Wholly yes, in fact, and not no at all.
Is that right?
No.
But in the very positive sense of the word no, very much the yes aspect of it. If he pleads guilty, we won't be paid for that trial.
But I'm just telling him the truth.
I don't understand.
It's my duty. Surely you don't believe that a good lawyer can also be a bad man?
That is not the ethical question here. The question is whether he can also be a rich man.
He can't represent someone you know to be guilty.
Why?
You'd be a party to misleading the court.
Yes, but only in the legal sense.
I can't do that.
What's wrong with you?
My client is waiting, Mr. Fullercamp.
Are you saying I should go guilty or not guilty?
Mr. Georgiatis, my advice and that of my junior is plain, consistent and unequivocal.
If you are guilty, you should plead guilty.
But as you are clearly not, then you shouldn't. Which you won't. I mean, you can't. And you shan't.
Please excuse me.
Oh. Where's that bloody half-wit?
Mr. Tripping popped out a little earlier,
not
sir.
Him, the other one, Madden.
What makes you say he's an idiot?
Load the man's IQ by 1%, you'll have to water it. He's just advised Yanis Georgiadis to plead guilty and pass up the chance of a big privately paid trial.
Oh, that's worse than stupid, sir. That's perverting the course of earnings. A pattern's emerging. I was going to have a word with you about him anyway, sir. This morning I caught him on the phone to a citizen's advice bureau offering to do a case for free.
What?
Apparently it's when you give legal advice but you don't receive money for it. I explained to him, but I just don't think he understood.
Oh, well, that's it. He's got to go.
I can't be party to the way you're running this defence, John. I'm withdrawing from the case.
That's not all you're withdrawing from, mate. I want you out of these chambers before you bankrupt the lot of us.
You can't do that. Just because I want to fulfil my duty of honesty to the client.
Don't try and blind me with complex arguments.
Hillary, you'll help me. John is trying to get rid of me just because I tell the client the truth.
Don't listen to him, Hillary.
As a matter of fact, I shan't listen to Mr. Madden.
You see, Madden, that's what these chambers are about. Loyalty to fellow members. Now, sod off.
I'll take you to the Bar Council.
As a matter of fact, I've just been to the Bar Council. And I'm sorry, but I've got some rather disturbing news.
Hillary, we're dealing with a crisis here. Can't this wait?
No. Well, the thing is, I went to the Bar Council to check you out, and you don't exist.
I thought so. The timesheets, this truth business, I knew you weren't a real lawyer.
Well, when I got back from America, a lot of my papers got mislaid.
It's over, Madden. The Bar Council did know of an Edward Madden, a former timeshare salesman and a butler's red coat.
I never wore that.
A man who passed himself off as a barrister and has been taken on in 3 sets of chambers in the last 10 years.
All right, I admit it. I'm fascinated by justice.
Oh, well, that settles it. There's no place for you in these chambers. I'm giving you 10 minutes to get your stuff and get out.
Can I take...
Not the chair. Hillary. Well done. You know, instinctively, I always shared your reservations, and I always wanted you in on the Georgiadis case. You must believe.
Don't try and soft-soap me. I'm sorry, but I want you to know that this whole episode has done a lot of damage to our relationship.
Yes. I can see how you'd feel like that.
So it's no use saying you want me back on the Georgiadis case.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't say that. Because the truth is that the request for your return comes direct from the client.
That's utter nonsense.
That's what Yanis Georgiadis just said in conference. If I'm going to be pleading not guilty in an expensive 3-week trial, I want that Hillary Tripping in as the junior.
He said that?
I'm possibly paraphrasing slightly. But he may have said that tough guy lawyer, Hillary Tripping. Yes, that was it.
He said that?
Almost to the word. Come on, Tiger, let's go make some money.
You've been listening to Chambers, starring John Burr, James Fleet, Sarah Lancashire and Jonathan Kidd, with Robert Bathurst, Sue Johnson and Chris Pavlow. Chambers is written by Clive Coleman and produced by Paul Schlesinger.